Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Goss out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Staub. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Nottebardt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goss throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warwick moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staub takes first base on ball 4. Warwick moves to third. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte moves to third. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Nottebardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 3 in the game. Goss strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Nottebardt bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-4 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-4 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Staub moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Astros. Don Larsen now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.